أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. Sadaqallahul Azim. We discuss ayah number 100 of Surah At-Tawbah. After speaking about the different categories of the Arab, the Bedouins, the one was those who brought Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the general situation and the virtue of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ, and the foremost, the pioneers of the very first, مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ, from the muhajirin, from those who migrated, وَالْأَنصَارِ, and the ansar, the helpers of Medina Munawwara, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ, and those who followed them with ihsan, those who followed them with good, with virtue. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are these foremost pioneers, the very first that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about? Our ulama from sahaba, from tabi'een, have given different explanations with regards to this. One explanation is that there were those that accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam before the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The muhajirun, those that left from Makkah and went to Medina, that would be understood. But there were many of those sahaba that accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before the hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They took bayat at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at Al-Aqaba. Then they went back to Medina Munawwara, and then they invited Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina Tayyibah. So some have stated that these are the foremost, these are the very first that Allah Ta'ala speaks about. Then there's another group amongst them that have stated that there were those sahaba after the hijrat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, 16 or 17 months after the hijrah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had performed the salat towards Baytul Maqdis, towards Al-Aqsa, Al-Quds, and then the Qibla changed to Makkah Medina, to Makkah Munaw, Makkah Mukarrama, towards the Baytullah. And then there were those that were accepted Islam in that period of time. So they are regarded as the Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon. Then there's another group of those Sahaba that had participated in the Battle of Badr. And then we find that there are some of the ulama that have stated and have extended the Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon right till the sixth year of the Hijrah, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam intended to go for the Umrah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was stopped at Hudaybiyah, and there Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had taken the pledge, the Baytul Ridwan, on the hands of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. They gave the hands into Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So some have said they are the Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon, and others have stated that all the Sahaba here have been referred to. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, then till the day of Qiyamah, all those individuals that follow the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in in virtue. In virtue will refer to, number one, they brought Iman, like how the Sahaba had brought Iman. In other words, they brought Iman in the aspects that Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum had brought Iman. Their deeds, their actions were like the actions of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. their words, their akhlaq, their character, all of that was like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Then for them is this certification from Allah radiallahu anhum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with them. Now this pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a temporary pleasure. Not like how human beings sometimes are happy with a person and then after that there is dissatisfaction, there is displeasure. But when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pleased, then that pleasure extends from this world right up to the akhirat, right into Jannah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, once He gives the certification of Allah's rida, Allah's pleasure, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will never be displeased with an individual ever again. And the second aspect, waradu anhu, and they were pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, what were they pleased with? Whatever command Allah Ta'ala had commanded, they accepted that command without any question whatsoever. Number two, whatever Allah had put into their taqdeer, and whatever Allah Ta'ala had preordained and predestined, they did not question Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. More especially with regards to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the difficult situations that Sahaba had gone through, whether it was Badr, whether it was Uhud, whether it was Khandaq, whatever the battle was, right up to the end, whatever the situations were, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were always happy with the decree of Allah. They were always happy with their condition and their situation, and such were the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Thereafter Allah says, وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prepared for them in the hereafter jannat, different gardens under which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا abada, they will remain in it forever and ever. Now this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's certification of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and those that followed Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And there is no one in this ummah, there is no one amongst mankind, amongst jinn, amongst the malaika, there is no soul that can undo what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done. There is no soul that can now say that Allah is displeased with Sahaba, or there is no soul, whatever the situation may have been with Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. This is the blanket certification of Allah, and hence there is no one can deny this. It is enshrined in the Quran Sharif right up to the day of Qiyamah. If ever we want and we require success, we want Allah to be pleased with us, then we have to understand that we bring iman like how Sahaba has brought iman, we bring those deeds like how Sahaba had brought, we do everything in the manner and in the way Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had done, and there is no one that can say that Allah was displeased with them. There is no one that can say that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them iman, it was momentary, whilst in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and thereafter, wa na'udhu billah, Sahaba had renegated, they turned away. There is no one that can bring any kind of theory of that sort, because here is the certification of Allah. And then Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, and that is the great, the mighty success, and that is the success that we all should be after, after which there is no need to be successful, and that is the eternal success on the day of Qiyamah, the eternal success of Jannatul Firdaus, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will once again stamp His rida, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will reaffirm His rida to the people of Jannah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.